Hello, this is Paul Bennett at Amsterdam 86, the International Conference for Itinerant Evangelists, where the last day has turned to the evangelist as watchman. With the coming of the final day came the start of the goodbyes to many of the new friends that had been made, but before there was any handshaking, there was an emphasis on the family. And it was Mrs. Ann Lotz, one of Billy Graham's daughters, who began the day by reminding the 8,000 travelling preachers who gathered at the Rye Conference Centre for the previous 9 days that God would be with them in their activities as evangelists.
And as you seek to obey the command of God to be an evangelist, God will be with you and He will give you His power. You are not alone. You have the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Zechariah 4:6, it is not by your might and not by your power. It is by my Spirit, says the Lord, that your ministry will be accomplished.
But Mrs. Lotz reminded participants that despite God's promise to be with them in power, there was still an important area that needed each person's attention.
Again and again, Jeremiah lived out his message before the people. He didn't just preach it, he lived it. His life was a demonstration of his message. How clearly does your life demonstrate your message? Do you live it as well as give it? Are you consecrated? It's not just your words, it's your life, your lifestyle, your actions that are an evangelistic message to the world.
Maintaining the Graham family influence of the day, Cliff Barrows, who has long been associated with Mr. Graham's crusade ministry, turned his attention to the evangelist's family life. The Amsterdam affirmations place a strong emphasis on the travelling minister's family life, but Mr. Barrows underlined first of all the importance of the role of the single person in the church. Even so, he stressed the importance of those who were married of maintaining a special relationship with their spouses.
Do you pray with your wife? I know Christian workers, and I'm thinking of one specifically, whose wife said to me, "My husband does not pray with me, nor does he pray with the family at home." I can't conceive of it, but it happens. Do you pray together? Do everything else together that you possibly can. Walk together, talk together, sing together, laugh together, cry together. Together, together, together. Thirdly, keep close contact. As close as possible. When you're home, as well as when you're away.
He went on to give the participants an idea of how important their family life is.
Let me ask you, is it possible to be a dedicated and committed evangelist and still be an effective husband? An exemplary father? Is that possible? Does my calling as an evangelist take precedent over my family? I would say, without hesitation, no, it does not. My spiritual leadership in the family is a trust given to us by God, and in the affirmation that we read, which was it's scripturally sound and true, that is just as important to us in fulfilling as our calling as an evangelist.
Cliff Barrows talking at this morning's plenary session on the evangelist and the family. There hasn't been much spare time during the day's activities, but when there has been a spare moment, one popular activity has been the exhibition area. A number of Christian organizations have been displaying their resource materials for the evangelists so that they can get an idea of what's available to them. I spoke to the Reverend Norman Sinclair of the World Literature Crusade and, first of all, Ronald Young of Scripture Gift Mission. What was their reaction to the week as far as the exhibition is concerned?
It's been a very worthwhile week. My two colleagues and I came bringing samples of our publications in about 30 languages out of the 400 or so in which we produce the scriptures. We came with the purpose of meeting evangelists. Many of them we had heard from before, and they had received supplies in their own countries. But we have met many new contacts, people who have little idea of the use of the scriptures in personal work, in counseling, new believers, and so on. And we have been able to learn from them the languages they need, how we can help them. We have been able to give them samples in these languages and encourage them to correspond with us in the future. I think we've spoken to probably about 2,000 so far, interviewing them briefly, making notes of their needs, of the kind of work that they're doing, so that in coming days our secretaries in London or our secretaries in our branches in other parts of the world can have this information in front of them and will be able to help with further supplies.
I found the week particularly exciting from the perspective of meeting Christians from all around the world, evangelists. From our own ministry, we've had over 50 leaders from different countries, and we've had the privilege of meeting many men whom up till now have been faces on our prayer maps, and to have close fellowship with these men and meet them, pray with them, fellowship with them has been an absolute inspiration.
What about new areas of work for you? Has this week been able to open up fresh pastures, as they say?
There have been many needs for literature ministry exposed again during the conference, and our major problem is how to use what are necessarily scarce resources. Perhaps the major area that has been drawn to our attention is the area of Francophile Africa, French-speaking Africa, which, although most Western missions are well entrenched in English-speaking Africa, Kenya, Malawi, that sort of country, Ivory Coast, Zaire, other countries, are not so well served in terms of literature.
The closing session of the conference came with an address from Evangelist Billy Graham, who called on the evangelists to renew their vision for reaching out to others with the love of Christ. Using the state of the world today, Mr. Graham reminded the traveling preachers that the time is short for reaching out.
Now the world is waiting with urgency for leadership. Who's going to stop the evil? Who's going to bring peace to the world? The Bible says people will say peace, peace, peace when there is no peace. I've never lived at a moment or read a moment in history where the word peace is used so many times. Another sign that Jesus is on the way.
Mr. Graham continued.
For the first time in history, we have the possibility of reaching all nations with the gospel of Christ. It's being reached now, just practically by radio. Dr. Paul Fried has grabbed me twice here. He's the founder and head of Transworld Radio. And he indicates that there's not a place on this planet now that can't get the gospel. That's never happened before. But Jesus predicted it. And soon we'll get it by satellite on television screens in every country of the world.
Mr. Graham asked the evangelists how sure they were of their belief in the gospel and challenged the participants to rededicate their lives for the sake of Christ.
You face your journey back home. The first step back home should be rededication and commitment. When D.L. Moody first visited England, he met Henry Varley, a converted butcher. One day Varley told him, "Moody, the world has yet to see what God could do with the man who would totally yield himself to Christ." And Moody reflected on that park bench. And he jumped up And he said, by the grace of God, I'll be that man. Would you say that from Uganda? Would you say that from the Solomon Islands? Would you say that from Australia? I'll be God's man for my country. I'll be God's man for my village, for my town, for my where I live. I'll be wholly yielded to the Lord.
Dr. Walter Smythe was the chairman of the conference, and he gave the participants this encouragement as they prepared to leave Amsterdam.
I don't believe that Amsterdam 86 is coming to a close. I believe this is just a step, and there are many additional steps. Let's keep the spirit of Amsterdam 86 alive, back throughout the world, in your communities, in your homes, and let's commemorate it by determining to be more effective in our evangelism, in our witness for Jesus Christ.
The chairman of the International Conference for Itinerant Evangelists, Dr. Walter Smythe, bringing to an end this program from Amsterdam 86. From producer Andrew Steele, studio producer McDaniel Phillips, and myself, Paul Bennett, goodbye.
Sharing love.